Is global warming a lie? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I heard a talk host yesterday railing once again that global warming is a hoax. Latest evidence, those emails just hacked from a university computer in England, which seem to show the climate scientists can't explain the recent spate of cold winters at a time when their models predict rising temperatures. I'll quote one of them from a U.S. climate scientist. Quote, the fact that we cannot account for what is happening in the climate system makes any consideration of geoengineering quite hopeless, as we will never be able to tell if it is successful or not. It's a travesty, unquote. Sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? All this cap-and-trade stuff, the whole effort to raise the price of energy, it all may be based on something even the scientists don't understand. The funny thing is, the price of energy is going to get more expensive whether global warming is real or not. It's getting more expensive regardless of what's in those emails. We've been paying the price for years, every time we send a soldier or a ship or a plane to the Middle East to protect oil supplies. Every American knows that. It's our government option military petroleum insurance program. All this worry about a global warming hoax, while for years taxpayers have been providing universal socialized oil care. I was once told by an economist that if oil companies actually paid for the military insurance they get, gas would cost about $7 a gallon. And that was before we decided to include Afghanistan in the coverage. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.